Is it? Do you see some? I mean, usually we should like equalize the sounds, etc. But we won't do it too perfect for tonight. So good evening, you two. Nice to see you. I would just start directly asking you, what did you do this day, today, this special Monday in Munich? Wow. How was it? I was just going to ask what were the elements which needed to be adapted or reworked. Yeah. So going to the floor, for example, and getting up again. No? But probably exactly this tension also makes it interesting for you and for the audience, knowing that the piece is not from last year. Yeah. Sometimes I lose a few words, but I think I still get the sense. That's why it's good to have your recording with your iPhone. Yeah. Well, you say you are after Corona. I mean, you come to Germany and it's still going on a lot now. Wow. Well, we had the same last year, like streets empty and you listen to the birds, etc. And this time it's a bit different. But yeah, all public spaces are closed. That's the, like, as you know, the festival. Yeah, this is also the question of the first day. That's the strange thing is that you come to a festival which is happening digital, but you are there as real people performing on a real stage. And Robert, have you seen the stage where you will perform? Have you been there? But because you are vaccinated, you don't have to do all the testing, or have you do, yeah. In your great. But yeah, staying with the topic of time, I'm not going to ask you to give your lecture on two-room apartment, but this is one of the pieces you will present, all in all three pieces, which is really like you are the special stars of the festival, which is a yeah. Relevant, no? We in German we said systemrelevant, relevant for the system. Yeah. Wow. Did you perform open air before? That's interesting to hear, because just recently I had an interview with a actually Israeli choreographer who lives in Duisburg in the Ruhr area for ages, Avi Kaiser. Maybe you know him. Yeah, and he told me exactly the same. He made this experience a little bit earlier with performing on the street. But he said also that the Corona time is teaching us this kind of relevance of arts to bring it to the people, how he said, yeah. And speaking about audience, then it, of course it was different than performing in the theaters. Although you said you do your performances with the audience around you in the later years, so you have already a kind of more direct contact. How do you install it, and how do you live with it to have them so near, to have the gazes so direct? So maybe it's a public space which is not completely public, or I don't know. So open air, but not like on the street. Yeah. Mm. But speaking of the relationship to the audience, when did you start to develop it? Usually dancers don't come up with it from the beginning.
Mm.
I was just going to ask this, because then you made the piece Big Mouth about the relationship of individual and the community, and there was this trend in the pandemic times to encourage the feeling of community, solidarity, etc., etc. But there's also a dark side of that, and I think your piece is also talking about it, not too openly. I mean, you are not. I mean, it said in the program it's about marching, but the kind of walk can be this or that, I think. It can be also just a decisive walk, like, and it doesn't have to be marching. But yeah, of course, it's like, it looks nice in the beginning, but then you see the tensions. Mm. Yeah, but it's good to notice when it's getting too big a price. Yeah. And Which communities are you part of? You mentioned the dance community. Probably there is not just one. Where in which community are you part of, or how would you, you know, spontaneously say, I belong here, I belong to this, I belong to that? Do you belong to your nation, to your country, or? I was just going to ask how you propose your criticism, in which form, but you said it already. Yeah, what is I'm just curious. What is your relationship to journalism or to critics? Do they all love you? How do you experience your pieces with the audiences in different places? I mean, you are traveling really around the world through to the festivals. Are there big differences or not so much? Probably not before. I have to see how, you know, how it works out and if I manage the technical stuff, but still it's possible that I publish it. But of course you can say, please, no, not before, no. I think I cannot be so fast. So you could make a hint for your lecture. So how was it in Munich last time? Jan Lauwers. Maybe last question. I read your birth years, 1971 and 72, which means you're around 50, both of you now, around. Okay. So are you going to perform forever, or will there be a point when you say, I'm not going to on stage anymore? Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. It took us a little bit longer than we planned, but it was a great pleasure talking to you. I could go on now because I still have some questions, but yes. But I will visit your lectures and sorry. Ah, like you prepared for the conference, Gabriele. Ah, you are not tabula rasa, you two. Not at all. Great. So, yeah, thank you again. Sorry. And I would just like to ask you to stop the recording and to send me you find the file somewhere on your iPhone and you send me the file. Okay.